Blog Talk Radio.
Another fine show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio is the radio show that is changing the world through science and spirituality as we realize that our well-being and our happiness is through our own thoughts. The Law of Attraction Talk Radio, the jewels.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful Southern California. Thanks for joining us on this very, very special broadcast featuring psychic Jules Kennedy. We are coming to you live from the Law of Attraction Radio Network. So if you have a question that you want to ask, now is the time for you to call in and start asking. Here's the phone number, 718-508-9405. That's 718-508-9405. Or you can visit us in the chat room and send us a question from there also. And I'm just noticing I haven't got my chat room. I've been so busy talking to Jules that I just have been kind of having a good old time there, and I'm sorry, I got to apologize. So anyway, let me go ahead and introduce Jules Kennedy to you right now. Jules has been teaching, counseling, and writing in the areas of metaphysics, spirituality, and the ascension since 1984. She holds a Bachelor's of Science degree from the University of Minnesota and a partial advanced degrees in human development, counseling, religious, and women's study. She has pursued a device career path in social work, volunteer administration, counseling, psychic advising, and teaching. You know, she's just this diverse person. I can't believe it's so wonderful. She's been channeling information from many sources since childhood, and she has got clientele from all over the world. She currently does psychic advising by phone, and Jules also puts out a quarterly newsletter of channeled material and has implemented the Utopian Vision, the business foundation that holds a concrete space for this ascension work to take form in this world. That sounds so fascinating. I've got to ask her about that. And on the side note, Jules will be a new host on Law of Attraction Radio Network starting the first week in June. So I want you to bookmark Law of Attraction Radio Network so you can easily find Jules Kennedy with her brand new show called The Psychic Dimension. Welcome, Jules, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jules. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you here.
This is a great opportunity for all of us to start just really manifesting what we want in our life, and it's so exciting. I was really excited to have come across your network. A friend told me about it, and she lives in London, and we're just networking all over the world, and it's great.
Yeah, and it seems like everything right now is speeding up so fast for everyone. I mean, it's just like we're going at record speeds here. Don't you agree?
Oh, I would agree. And I would recommend to people to really take the time out of their day. Usually in the evening is the best time. And just meditate, sit quietly with your thoughts, and really evaluate where you want to go in your life. And taking a look at lots of different things that can just automatically be let go of. You know, we have tapes running in our head, and they're locked into our bodies and our cells, and in this new world that we're with this world that we're moving into, it's just so incredible.
Wow.
And we have to kind of let go of all the stuff that tells us we can't. We have to say, I can. Maybe you have to go out and figure out how, but we can do it.
So would you say it's important for everyone right now to have this can-do attitude and really high well-being in order that we can create from a good space right now, because no matter what, we're creating big time.
Yes, we are. And I totally would say everybody can do it. We all have a little bit of a different design of what we want to do and how we're going to do it in the world. And I do, my business is called Destiny by Design. I do consulting, life coaching, and psychic readings, and we go through the process of deciding what the person wants to do, and how your soul. I feel that people have soul contracts before they come in. There are things that we are destined to do. Our soul is going to take us in certain directions, but we can design around that and through that, and make it work together with everyone else in our worlds and the world beyond that. And we're just moving into a flow that we, right now, we all have to get used to it, but it's going to be a wild ride and a fun one.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, listen, we've got a whole bunch of callers online. Can we take the first call?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. We've got a caller here from area code 469. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Jules?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great show tonight.
Well, yeah, it is fantastic with Jules.
Jules.
Do you have a question for the other Jules?
I do. Hi, Jules. How are you?
Hi. Can I get your first name so I know what to call you?
Yeah, it's Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Okay. Hi, Dee Dee. How can I help you tonight?
Well, I would like to know if you are picking up anything from, if you can pick up anything from me in regards to, I've got a couple of lawsuits that are going on in my life. One that's a business one that I brought, and then another one's a personal one. And would really like to see those settled, and just wanted to see if you can see anything in my future in regards to that.
Okay. I'm going to say to you that you're doing an excellent job of walking through this. I can see behind you there's been a lot of fear and trepidation, and these things are, they're huge learning opportunities for you. The business lawsuit will go, both of them are going to go in your favor, so you don't have anything to worry about there. You do have quite a bit of, I would say, legal steps or legal work that you have to do to get to these places where you're finally at the end of the lawsuit. And the business one, I feel, will resolve any time during the summer and into September. And if it's in your favor, there may be a couple of decisions or a couple of things that come along that may seem at the time like they're obstacles, but absolutely not. They are for your benefit. They're going to slow it down a bit and give you time to look at what you need to do, and you have pretty good legal advice in that area. So I wouldn't worry about that. When it gets to those times, you'll know, you'll be told what to do, and you'll follow through the right steps. That's going to come in your favor. The personal lawsuit, I see that maybe taking a little bit longer than that, but by the January of next year, you are in really good space financially, and I'm seeing, well, spiritually, you will have learned a ton of information about yourself and about where you need to go. And then I'm seeing a relationship forming and something smoothing out that's presently a personal relationship in your life now, smoothing out so that you can, it seems to be the obstacle getting in your way most of the time. And it's maybe thought forms within yourself about relationship and about this particular relationship. Maybe it's no longer existing in your personal space, but it is, there's something holding you. And it has to do with a connection to a past relationship, and it could be a current relationship. So just kind of look at all the attachments you have to people around you and, really look at how you can detach while you're still in the relationship and really make those you know, healthy ones and come from a space of love within yourself, things are going to change dramatically for you in a good way.
Okay. All right. Well,
all
thank
right.
you so much. I
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great show. All righty.
Nice
bye-bye.
To meet you. Bye-bye.
Great. Oh, that is good. I love it. Where do you come into alignment with the law of attraction? And I know that you're a big believer in the law of attraction, but when you are channeling information or getting messages for people, is there a fine line for you in that you don't want to influence somebody, or how does that work?
Okay, well, I've been doing it so long that, you know, before, I mean, even back when I started doing a lot of psychic readings and that sort of thing, the law of attraction messages were there. They were just in different forms. I just believe that everybody has, you know, several possible roads ahead of them. And I always kind of take, because I do a lot of light work, I always kind of look at the path that seems to have the most light for the person.
Uh-huh.
And we're moving into such a cooperative time in that, you know, there have been times where I see the light, the road of light, and then I see there's more work that this person has to do that may be a little bit shadowed, a little bit dark, but we work through that. But most people that come forward now and are at this place asking questions, they're ready to move fully on the path of light or the path of their own destiny attraction. The world is moving into that space. We have a lot of work to do to, you know, clean things up, but we are actually right there at the cusp of this path of light, the two worlds, a whole bunch of stuff. So I ask for the highest information possible. And then when, you know, if there are things that the person doesn't understand or there are things that need to be cleaned up to get to that spot, then I address those. But
wow.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's wonderful. And if you're going to influence people, you know, it's always, people kind of need that extra verification from you, you know,
yes,
to get going in that right direction. So I think it's wonderful. I love it. Love it.
It's wonderful. And it also depends upon how many other people are involved and, you know, that we have the aspect of free will on our planet. So if you're working on a huge manifestation that involves, you know, something like in the legal system or the medical areas, sometimes we're going to come across some folks that don't quite align with our purpose or our path. So those are adjustments we have to make.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We've got another caller on here that I can see. The hand is waving. Hold on just a second. Let me see if I can get them. Yeah, there we are. We have caller 3 from area code 336. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Would you like to ask a question of Jules?
Yes, I would. Yes, I
Go
would.
Right ahead.
Okay, my name is Stacy, first off. This is a girl that I like a whole lot, and I've been single for like maybe a year now, and I just wonder if there's anything that, you know, good that's going to happen.
Okay. I didn't catch your first name. Your first name, please?
Faithy.
Okay. And the woman you're asking about, please?
My name's Christine.
Christine. Okay. And you said you haven't seen her for about a year, correct?
I'm not sure. I've been single for about a year.
You've been single for about a year. Okay.
Correct.
All right. I see that, and you're asking about Christine and how she might feel about you and the path ahead with Christine.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm seeing that you need to ask her a question. And, I mean, I can see down the path here that the main question you'll be asking her at some point is if she will be with you in a forever kind of way, and I feel like she will say yes. At this point, I can see that there are some, just a few things that you need to iron out, and that she, you know, the question you could ask her now is if she would be willing to, you know, see you or even go out for coffee with you. And she's curious about what you have to tell her. I can see her looking at you in a very interested way. I see some shyness, so you may have to, and I can see that on your part as well. So you may have to just, you know, really get strong, just start talking to her. I feel like things are very possible that it will work out with her, and you will get together, and it looks like it's very probable that this could be a long-term relationship.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay.
That's some good news. Okay.
Yes. It's not without its own little wrinkles in it, but you'll both work it through.
And what are the wrinkles?
What?
Do I need to work on some things? I mean, what do I need to work on?
First of all, getting over a little bit of your shyness. That's really endearing, so don't lose it all. And speak up more about yourself and who you are, who you're becoming, and don't be afraid to ask questions. That's what my guys are saying.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah. And usually when people come to me about, you know, asking questions about relationships, sometimes I have to say that one's not going to work out or something, but most of the time, relationships, when people get to a certain point, relationships can and will work out. So, you know, I do a lot of counseling in that area, and I've written a book called Sexual Ascension on soulmates, and I've worked a lot with people in getting together with their soulmates and so forth. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. We have somebody in the chat room wants to know if they can get a reading from the chat room. Is that possible?
How would that work?
I don't. Well, they just her name is Alice Ann. I don't know if you could pick up her vibes or not.
Oh, you mean she wants to ask a question in
the
chat room?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I don't see it in my chat room. I don't know. I'm not. Can you ask me the question for her name?
Okay, Alice Ann, if you can type in a question for us, and I'll ask for her.
Okay.
And I'm not seeing it as of yet. So let's go on, and then there is another call from area code 203.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call and for your insight tonight.
Oh, wonderful. Go ahead and ask a question of Jules.
I'm looking for any clarity that you can help me with in moving forward in a new career.
Okay, and your first name?
Tom.
Tom. You're almost there, I'm hearing. There's a couple of things that... I'm seeing a couple of things that you can look at differently, maybe a couple of different career aspects. And then the guides are showing me look way back to the time when you were, and you may not, you know, a lot of us as adults don't remember our childhood, but I'm seeing look way back to the time when you were like between 3 and 6 years old. There were some interests that you had, and this may sound a little foolish at this time, but it's really important for you to take a look at the things, and you may have to ask, you know, people that raised you or whatever, the things that you were really interested in when you were very small. There's an element of that that you can add to your career path, and it'll make it a much happier road ahead for you. Do you have a question from that?
Yes. The area that I really get joy from, and I'm really trying to break out into is I've done some healing work in the past and some intuitive work. And
okay.
just getting through the block or the barrier and pushing myself through is where I feel I'm at now. So
okay.
Anything you get around there.
And that gives me a little more clarity, too. I can see music is important, and I can see that there were some, I would say, as an adult, you might call them methods or things that you knew when you were very small. I can see some guides or some angels around you at that
yeah.
time, and you know how children are very open to that. You were very open, and you were instructed by these, I'm going to call them little people because they look very small and delicate, but they led you through the day-to-day activities that you were involved in back then. And if you can work with someone or a method that helps you open up to those little people, you will start to blossom and start seeing where you can direct your healing work. They will even lead you into, I'm seeing they will lead you to the right types of teachers, mentors, a path that hasn't yet been developed, a way of healing that you are going to develop. And I'm hearing that they'll even take you into the right restaurants and the right retail shops, and they can guide you all along your path. So it's really important for you to work on opening up your receptors to listening to them. They
Thank
really
you
want
so
to
much.
Talk to you. You're welcome.
Did that help quite a bit?
Oh, more than I can express.
Really? Good. Excellent. Very good. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
The question from the chat room is from Alice Ann, and she would like to know if she will be doing energy healing for people that need it.
Alice Ann. Yes, you need a little bit more instruction as far as how to channel the energy directly. I'm seeing that, I guess the word refinement comes to mind. You don't have, you've got the energy, you've got the gift, and focus is important, and a way of channeling the energy to the exact place that you want it to go are very important. That's a very important thing to work on, so you may even want to take some more energy classes, Reiki or something that feels right for you. It doesn't matter what it is as long as it feels right for you. And pay really close attention to your intuition when you're doing healing work. Animals, plants, even children, you can do healing work as long as you have permission and get a lot of good practice. And yes, I do see a prosperous practice for you in about 2 years, but I do see things even starting this month if you put it out there to the universe that this is what you sincerely want.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. She'll have lots of help.
I have lots of help too.
Yeah, let me ask you, how do you do that? You channel in from guides, right? Do you have specific guides that help you, or what? How do you go about it?
well, it's been something that's been with me for all of my life, but I didn't formally know what it was or didn't know how to develop it till I was in my late 20s, early 30s. And it's just something that it becomes so much a part of me, I can't really explain how it happens. I've done a lot of studying. I do a lot of meditation, not as much as I should, but I do a lot of meditation, and I've been doing it for a long, long time. So the messages, they don't just necessarily come from one certain set of guides. They come from consciousness overall, and I can tap into different areas. So I just trust the information that comes through as like my guidance source, and I can tap into other people's guidance sources, and that's how I can get the information.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's go to caller from area code 818. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
My name is Leah.
Leah?
Yes, L-E-A.
Okay.
And I have a really specific question to ask, and I really need your intuitive knowledge to help me.
Okay.
I recently invested in a property that I bought in auction, and I found out that the property that I bought is doesn't worth even a quarter of what I paid for. And I'm in negotiation with the company in order to take it back for many reasons. I'm a breast cancer survivor, and I have other emotional issues that I cannot take the stress and the pressure.
Okay.
And I would like to know if they'll take it back.
Okay. I'm feeling that this is going to be successful, that they will. There's something, there looks like there's three things in particular, really important things that were not disclosed to you when you bought the property.
Right.
And if you emphasize those, it's illegal. They have to take the property back. For you personally, like you said, this is creating a lot of emotional stress, and it's important for you right here and now to get in touch with what this is, what this is doing to you and the reasons behind that, because those are things that if you work on that now, these are just internal things, if you work on those things now, you won't have this issue ever come up again. I can feel a lot of sadness behind this, a lot of grief behind it, and that's very personal. We won't get into that, but I can feel that if you work with that and you find out the reasons behind why this particular situation brought all that up for you, you're going to release that, and you're never going to have to experience that again. And as soon as you fully release this, you will find out that they will be taking the property back. And also, I feel you're setting a precedent for future sales of whomever owns this property, whoever is around this, whoever was involved in it from their end. You're calling them on it. So it's you're helping other people in the long run not to get taken like this. So I would tell you also to keep a journal. Write down everything that this, has meant to you and what it's done to you and how stressful it is, but also the legal aspects so that in the future you can help other people with it. I can see some articles. I can see the beginnings of a book that you will probably write.
Well, okay. You see, I discussed it with them, and I provided them information to cancel this transaction because of medical issues, and I cannot handle stress and all this kind of stuff. And they totally ignored it.
Uh-huh.
And they promised me, one of the partners promised me that he would take care of it and totally ignored it. And I provided them with three letters from three different doctors about my situation. and faxed it to them and on Monday, and today I sent it in certified mail. And I don't know what can I do in order to get out of it. I don't know how to, they don't respond to me. I call them and leave messages, and they do not call me back.
Do you have legal representation?
No, I cannot afford legal representation.
Okay.
I cannot afford it because it was really stupid. Stupid in my part to invest in something that I did not understand.
Okay. I wouldn't say that you were stupid. I think you were there was some form of there was something really important for you when you got involved in that. What I'm looking at, there are three things wrong that were not disclosed to you when you bought the property. And those three things will legally get you out of this. So
but you see, I don't know what they are because, you see, when I purchased it, I was told, I just signed the papers.
Okay.
And I did not know anything about it, and then
perhaps we can discuss this in a private session, and I will give you the private session 30 minutes if you want to just hang on or go to my website juleskennedy.com. Just send me an email and I will set up a time and we can discuss this offline, because I'm getting the three reasons, and I'm seeing that there's someone that can help you legally, and this just might take up a lot of this time. So, do you want to do it that way?
Oh, wonderful!
I'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, I would love to do that, and I really appreciate for you helping me with this, because
yes,
I haven't been able to sleep, and I am
yes.
So desperate. I
yes.
just want to get your information. Okay, hold on a second.
Yeah. Hello, Jules.
She's writing it down.
Okay,
JulesKennedy.com.
JulesKennedy.com?
Jules Kennedy. That's J-U-L-E-S Kennedy.
J-U-L-E-S Kennedy.
.com. Okay.
So I can send you email. I can send you email, and we'll set up a time to talk.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Jule. I really appreciate your help.
You're welcome.
Okay,
I'm
wonderful.
I'm going to be online listening to other stuff.
You got it. Okay, I'm just going to mute you there.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good. I'm glad you're helping her there, Jules. That's really nice.
Yeah.
We've got another question from the chat room. It says, this is from Julianne.
Okay.
She asks, when will my finances improve? I need that to happen in order to keep my developmentally disabled brother with me as opposed to institutionalizing him.
Okay, Julianne. I would say that you're very close to something. It's very difficult for me to, I want to pray for you and your brother, and your prayers are working a little bit slow. You're fighting a really big system. There's some funds out there that you're entitled to. You've missed them. It looks like a caseworker or an organization in your city that should have been directing you to these funds. And I'm hearing that there's a new opportunity, looks like a new job or something new that you will be doing that's going to bring you quite a bit more money every month. And you should know something about this by the end of May, perhaps like a phone call or the ad will show up. I think it's something you've already looked into. And I would say that you will be earning this money by the mid part of June. So that's going to help you a lot. Check. I would just do a lot of keywords online, and I know there's money out there. There's a fund that you're missing or haven't seen yet, and I'm going to say lots of prayers for you. I know it's going to work out for you. God bless.
You know, with finances, and that's major for all of the other callers, especially right now.
Yes.
And how much of the fact that we're in lack of finances, how much is it that we're not allowing that in to our lives?
Ooh.
I mean, is some of that, I mean, like we have emotional blocks that is actually preventing money from coming into us?
Oh, certainly. Certainly. But we can't neglect that we have grown up in, you know, like a money-dependent society with lots of structures in place that really make it difficult for people to get ahead in some regards. But definitely when a person can sit and release fear about money and take a total assessment of their lives and what they can live without, but also what they need to have and what they really desire to have. We should all be living very abundantly. There's enough out there.
I agree.
It's just that we have to tap into that source that more than just we need to believe it, we have to really know it inside of our bodies and our minds and just be really determined to have abundance with ease.
You know, I agree. And you know, sometimes it just takes, I mean, that's where I think that you are such a valuable tool in people's lives. And if they can hear it from another person, a psychic that says, hey, don't worry, it's coming, you're going to be okay. You know, that turns what negativity that they had into a very, very positive force. That's what they needed to hear. I think that is such a huge blessing.
Well, it is. It's too bad that we don't have, you know, everyone around us isn't saying, hey, it's going to be okay. I see this for you. But, yeah, sometimes that's what it takes is someone that, you know, someone kind of a stranger to this person, a psychic or someone who has a lot of belief and knowing that things can manifest from absolutely nothing sometimes. That's what people need. They need the confidence. It's in there. And we just need a little support from the outside.
Exactly.
Yeah, it can happen. Yeah.
And Julianne wrote back, she said, and this goes along exactly what you're saying, she's a freelance editor, and all of a sudden, my contacts just dried up. Been freelancing for a long time with a good reputation, and I'm thinking that she wants to be a book editor, or she is a book editor. So I got a feeling that that's right in line with what you were talking about, with
right,
an upcoming money coming.
Yes, and what I'm seeing for her, she needs to take a little different direction, like look in a different area, look to different contacts, a new source that she hasn't yet tapped into.
Ah.
And maybe it has something to do with the law of attraction, you know, work, self-help work, something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Yep, and she's a healer.
Oh, you got that, Julianne? You're a healer. And she says, I am one. All righty. All right.
Yay.
We got that right.
And, you know, and there's something to the fact that up until recently, and for each person it's a little different, but up until recently, those who have had, you know, skills and talents and gifts in the healing arts, the metaphysical areas, they haven't really been warmly accepted all the time. So, you know, those areas, a lot of those people doing that type of work, because it seems like such a spiritual work, and it is, we have a lot of beliefs about, well, this is spiritual work, so I don't, you know, I won't charge money for this, or it's not, we're not worthy of, you know, and that's all just hogwash. So we need to start knowing that, you know, if you've got something valuable, no matter what type of gift or work it is, it's just as valuable as somebody who is, you know, working in your home, you know, a plumber or a, you know, mechanic or a CEO of a company. We have things to offer people, and there's a whole level of people that need what we have to offer and willing to pay for it. So that's another issue.
Oh, yeah. That sounds wonderful. I want to remind everyone to call in at 718-508-9405. And we have another caller. And this one's from area code 818. Hello. Are you there?
I'm the only one at 818.
Oh, okay. Okay. Whoops, I'm sorry I hit the wrong button. You know, there goes my finger. It's all off track. Hold on. Okay, we have one from area code 262. Are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you.
Great. You have a question for Jules?
I do, and I also have I'm also a testimonial for Jules.
Oh!
I don't know if she recognizes my voice yet.
I do.
My name is Julie.
Uh-huh.
And
a lot of Jules.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. My name is Julie Ann, and when I heard about
the
last person in the chat room, I thought, oh, my goodness.
Our vibration must be the same. This is wonderful.
Yes, exactly. Well, I just wanted to say I've worked with Jules for a number of years now, and she is just absolutely fabulous, and I cannot I have so much to say about her. I have so many good things to say about her that if anyone's listening and they're thinking about, you know, contacting her, just listening to the things that she's saying, I'm a walking, talking testimonial, and please visit her website, and she's just absolutely phenomenal. So,
Where did you work with her?
I did not. I've been working with her as with spiritual guidance.
Oh, wow!
Through her website, and that's how I met her.
Wow! And so she's really helped your perspective on things, huh?
Absolutely. I have grown exponentially because of working with her.
Wow. Well, that is good. That is good.
Yes, thank you so much. And
well,
I do have
you
one,
Julie.
You're welcome. I do have one quick question for you.
Yes.
I would like to know about my septic system. I am concerned that the leach bed is failing, and I cannot afford $12,000 to get it fixed.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm wondering if you can tell me if it's going to last a couple more years, and we're in the middle of this terrible rainstorm, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I just can't.
You're okay. You're okay. There's
okay.
There's something that can easily be done, and it looks to me like it's, you know, I don't think it's not Drano, but it's something that can be poured into it. There's some blockages that don't require a lot of maintenance.
Okay, I know what you're talking about, and I've
okay.
already did.
Okay.
I already did, yeah.
And it can. It you might have to spend a little money on it, but not. And it does need to be repaired when you can. But no, you've got another couple of years.
Okay, good.
And maybe five.
Oh, good. That's what I was.
Yeah.
Hoping.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry, and you're really good at meditating and bringing in the light. So go in and do that, and there is something physical that you have to do, and and you have someone in your life that can help you with that. And you
okay.
know who I'm talking about.
So. Okay. Okay. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
Very
talk
much.
To you soon, huh?
So happy to hear you. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I want to remind everyone that Jules is going to have her own radio show on Law of Attraction Radio Network starting June. So I want you to bookmark the Psychic Dimension and tune in and listen and give her a call and ask questions. And you're going to love it. And already, she's already a huge hit because people are seeing her host page up there, and they're already saying, hey, update me. I want to know when you come on. So don't forget to tune in and bookmark it so you don't lose it. Jules, let's talk about the ascension that I had mentioned earlier. I wanted to ask you about. You created a foundation for business. Did I get that right, or what does that all mean?
Okay. Well, the Utopian Vision was a vision I had many, many years ago of an organization that will support people who are doing work like we are doing, the healing arts, the metaphysical arts, and create a place of non-judgment and support for people who just cannot get things off the ground on their own. We are not quite to the place where we have an actual center. That's our goal. We want to have a center where people can come on retreat and learn and grow and work their craft. We're not quite there yet, but we are developing a publishing end of things. Mm-hmm. I have two books in the Utopian Vision Ascension series. One of them's has been on the market for a few years, Dimensional Ascension. Sexual Ascension will be coming out this summer, I have a lot of work to do on the rest of the 10 books, but we hope to publish these works and works by other people who work in the Ascension and talk about what's coming in our world and the expansion of consciousness. I'm developing a spiritual helpline with some really great advisors who can help me help other people. So, you know, there's lots of things in the works. But mainly
okay.
it's a business that supports people who are maybe struggling a little bit to take that next step and work on their own personal development and their professional development in the healing arts and metaphysical arts.
Oh, how fabulous. How absolutely yes. fabulous. Wonderful. So tell us, what do you see for the future economy? I mean, are there particular areas that we need to concentrate on, or what's the best bet for us to get through this economic? Do you see it getting better, by the way?
In some ways, yes. In other ways, I see no, because I see there's got to be a whole lot of changes, and we need to come from a place of, and this sounds kind of frou-frou-y, kind of, we need to come from a place of love in whatever we do. Sometimes it needs to be tough love, and we need to say no, and we need to cut things, and we need to examine all of our economic system and the way, it's just so huge that the only way, you know, each one of us is going to make it is to stay focused and stay coming from a place of love and really, really support yourself and your gifts and your talents and desires, because it's going to be a whole new world. 5 years from now, there will be, I have counseled younger people who we at the beginning of their college career, we have no idea where they should go, what they should, what majors they should have, because by the time they get out of college, they've developed a whole new career that isn't even, at the time we're talking about it, isn't even a job possibility at that time. So things are going to change so dramatically in a really wonderful way, and we need to stop funneling money and energy into things that are just being just wasting it. And
yeah, they're just permanently broken or not really going to go forward.
Right. We need to assess every single thing and say, you know, well, this was a good idea back when, but it does not work now. Mm. And we need to just kind of cut those off and go with what does work and what will support the planet and humanity and the animal kingdom and plant kingdom. So...
Hmm. So
we'll have animals telling us what to do if we're not careful here.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I do a lot of pet readings, so, and animals will tell you what they need and what we should be doing.
Huh. Wow. Well, so any chance of we're going to get visitors from outer space or anything in the near future?
Yeah,
I know it's starting to be more public.
You betcha. And, you know, we live in New Mexico right now, and we can sit out during the day, and we see things in the sky that, you know, and at night especially, because we're in a darker area, not a lot of city lights. We see all kinds of activity there. So,
really?
We need help. We need help.
and so do you think within the next couple of years they're going to be more prominent? People like we're going to find out that they really do exist. It's not a fantasy.
Yes, I do. And I feel that, you know, things are being disclosed. Things are not being hidden as much as they were. People are not being prevented from telling their stories, and people are coming together in communities. You know, there's so many people that have had experiences. So, yeah, it's all going to come to light, and it's going to be an accepted sort of thing. It's nothing to be afraid of. I know there are some horror stories, and those I've been told that those types of activities will eventually no longer happen on the planet. But I also have a whole theory on that we will have two different perceptions of Earth. There will be one that is kind of fading away and you know, the destructive humanity and things like that with Earth will be just kind of fading away. We're living in a multidimensional consciousness, so Earth will become very lush and very beautiful. And for those who come out of a place of love and support that, we will have a beautiful place to live. That's a, you know, that's a whole nother episode.
Topic. Yeah.
Yeah, topic.
But it does depend on each one. It does depend one by one that we've got to get to that place of well-being and, like you said, love.
Yes. Yes. And for those who have been a little further along on the path and know these things and really have it integrated in their hearts and souls, those people, they help a lot of people who are just kind of starting out in that or don't know they're even on that path. So, you know, that's a big responsibility, but it doesn't feel like it's a responsibility when you're at that place.
And it feels like the, you know, the financial crunch that we're all in is actually bringing about a bigger spiritual awareness so that people can get through this. So it's more of an awakening from the fear of not knowing about where the next dollar is coming from.
Right, right. It's like, it's kind of like a sifter, you know, it's kind of sifting out the fear and the things that don't work. They're just kind of sifting out. We're not there yet, but kind of sifting out the bottom. And what we'll be left with are the, you know, the people that are willing to work together, the methods, the things, you know, our automobiles, everything will be in support of the earth and become very green, as they say, and we'll all start working together. And I can see people helping each other. I, you know, really support family and friends helping one another, because there are going to be some rough times, and there are going to be certain members of our, not necessarily our biological families, but our heartfelt soul families that are going to lose their jobs, and we need to, you know, and they're going to have to totally reinvent their worlds. So we need to help each other.
And like I said, I that's true, and it's probably they won't be able to see it at the time, but in the long run, I think that that's a real blessing for them, and actually something that they've been asking for through the law of attraction. I think the majority of the people out there kind of created this situation because of the work, you know, working 50 hours or 80 hours a week. You know, they're trying to figure out, hey, there's got to be more to life. Well, guess what? Through this and the layoffs and everything, they're finding out. They're beginning to understand, yeah, wait a minute, there is another track. I don't have to stay and be miserable. I can go and discover another way of living. I got to tell you, you know, just from the Law of Attraction radio network, I am seeing massive amount of people coming into the Law of Attraction because they're understanding that there's more to life than than what we're perhaps, you know, getting on the street or getting from our jobs or getting from church or anything. You know, there's just another way of looking at things that influence us to be of a higher well-being.
Right, right. And they're also attracted to, you know, your energy, your vibration. You have such a beautiful, high vibration. That's the only way I can put it right now. It's psychic terms or whatever. But you draw people in because you are so warm, and you radiate this happiness and this joy that people are attracted to, and that is what the Law of Attraction is all about. And people sometimes, when they come into it, don't feel warm and loving and happy, but over time and being connected with all this energy, they become that. And so I thank you for putting this out here, because this is really important to have for people when they're ready for it.
You know, I think for me, I am so happy now, because for 20 years I suffered from the blackest of depressions. And it totally pains me when I see people in pain and that they can't be happy. And it just means so much in my life to be able to kind of share and say, hey, it's okay, you're going to be fine, you know. It's all in the attitude.
Yay.
It's wonderful, you know. And that's just, that to me, that's just uplifting. So, you know, I get more from being on the show and from seeing all of this energy move around. Boy, I got to tell you, it's just keeps me just loving every second of it.
Good. And thank you for sharing that, because, you know, I've come from a dark space too. So it's just testimony to the fact that anyone can have it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're wonderful. Thank
you. Oh, well, thank you. And you know what? We've been here, a whole hour is gone, and we've got less than 30 seconds to go.
It went fast.
Yeah, it sure did. I want to thank you, Jules, for coming on, and this has just been so much fun. Everybody, remember Psychic Dimension on radio, Law of Attraction Radio Network. Tune in and call up Jules and go to her website, JulesKennedy.com. Thank you, Jules. It was so much fun.
Thank you. I had a great time.
And we will talk soon. Good night, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on Law of Attraction Talk Radio with Jules. For more information, go to Law of Attraction Radio Network at lawofattracttalkradio.com or lawofattractiontools.com.